Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts. The Porsche Carrera Cup
on RS1.
On RS1.
Part of the Radio Show Limited Network.
Well, for the final time this season, it's a warm welcome from me, John Hindhoff, as we close out the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia for 2022. A slightly changed calendar to reflect the global situation this year. Well done to the organisers and to Porsche Motorsport Asia Pacific for managing to get the championship on at all. This is the eighth and final time that the cars are out on a circuit this year. We're back at Suzhou, which has held the majority of races, and what a great circuit this has proved to be. Completed relatively recently in motorsport terms in 2019, and the first circuit of its type, certainly to this standard, in the South China region. It's FIA Grid 2.
For the final time this year, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2022. This is our final race. Joining me now is Senior Manager 1 Make Series, Mr. Dario Garcia. It's good to see you again. What a year for us, right? Finally, we make it to the finale. So, from your point of view, what's the highlight for this season?
We already have a champion overall. The rest is to be set. In terms of highlights, I mean, there are many things that were the highlight. It's the competition itself, having new drivers, new to the series, new to the car, and still being again very quickly into the right pace, because like I said, there was a very, very competitive. So having new drivers, new teams as well, that get so quickly in the right rhythm is not easy. So that's one of the biggest highlights I take myself.
I know you've been living in China for a really long time. And do you think the motorsport culture is growing in China? And what kind of role Porsche has been playing for all these years?
Well, that's definitely the Chinese motorsport culture is growing. That's I would even say it's booming. And not only the interest on it, but the passion is also coming here. We see not only new drivers, new teams, new series also popping up. But for us, we as a brand, it's in our DNA to promote the motorsport. Definitely, wherever we go, that's also why we also support young drivers. In China, we had the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. That's one thing. We had the Porsche Sports Cup China that we launched 4 years ago. That is becoming stronger and stronger. And this year we launched another new platform, the GT Track Day. So we keep on pushing. We keep on not only bringing new platforms and giving more opportunities, but also at every level. It doesn't matter if it's not necessarily only for experienced drivers or professional drivers. We want to touch every single level to make sure that anyone that wants to grow in motorsport can just approach us, and then we can guide them all the way up.
We'll be back with Jade down on the grid with our final pole sitters in the classes a little later. But for now, let's have a look at the grid. I can see there's a car missing. I'm guessing that's Toyo Ace car that was damaged last time around. Frontal damage. Either that or Daniel Liu Wenlong. Trying to see which car was missing. Was the Meidong Racing car further up the field? I think it was. Yes, there it is. Here's how they'll line up. At the front in the Pro class, it's Lucky Lo and Daniel Liu Wenlong. Then it's our 2022 champion, Liu Ye, BT Group's Lin Kang on the second row. Yuan Bo and Min Heng on row three. Row four, Zhang Zhendong and Ba Jinlong. Still with a chance of the Pro-Am title bout. Toyoe, I don't think is there in the 86. Row 6, Pianier and Gaoyuje. Best of the Am on the outside of row 7. And it's Eric Kwong this time. He's still in with a chance of a victory, but he's got to have some problems before his brother, after his brother Henry won the last round.
Before we start, let's have a chat with our champion. Congratulations.
I feel relieved since we know this is only 2-round race, and we've already won without getting any points. So I really enjoyed this weekend, like not fighting for the championship, just enjoy driving and have a fight with the young kids.
Do you have anything to say to your fans, your team?
Thanks for the support the team give me and also my fans. Thanks for watching my race for the season, and we'll give you a good one in the last one.
And that, of course, was Leo Ye. Now let's go to Lu Wei down on the grid with Jade.
Lu Wei, in our last interview, you say you are not aiming for the championship. You are just having fun. So do you have a target, like who do you want to win for this race?
I think now I have enough points. So I don't know. I just need to finish the race to win the championship. But yeah, hopefully I can pass 2-3 cars and have fun safely. Yeah, we'll see. Let's cross the finish line first.
Well, he stretched his lead in the championship over his closest. In fact, his only rival coming in this weekend was Bao Jinlong. And that went out from 7 to 12 points after the first race. So Lu Wei, if he avoids any carnage that might happen and gets to the end with only 7 entries in the championship this weekend, he should be all right, even if Bao Jinlong takes the full 25 at the front of the field. Just under 4 kilometres, 14 corners, or if you prefer 2 1/3 miles, 2.34 for those of you who like to know exactly. Action areas down the bottom of the hill at turn 3 at that elbow into the chicane at 5 and 6. And then the elevation change, just over 25, 26 metres, so what's that, 100 feet near enough, a little bit less than that. And then plunging back down through 11 and 12, the chicane, through the final corner. On that front straight, the entry to turn 1 is inviting, but it narrows down. Very difficult to make a pass there, other than at the start. Have seen it tried, have seen it failed as well. I tell you that our cameras are making it look much brighter than it actually is. 60 seconds to the formation lap and the flat sixes start. What a glorious sound. Jackie Yu will come onto the grid in the number 69 Porsche to complete the grid. No Toi Chuer after the incident with Daniel Liu Wenlong damaged his right front. So there is a gap about halfway down the grid. Green flag. Red lights on, red lights out, and the final round of the 2022 Porsche Carrera Cup season is underway. Daniel Liu Wenlong, outgoing champion, gets a monster start from the outside of the front row and gets into the first corner first. He's ahead of the champion-elect who's come through into second, ahead of the pole sitter. That wasn't a great start by the number 99. Le Kelo has dropped down into third position. Cars rattling off the rev limiter down towards turn number 3. So Daniel Liu Wenlong, who's not had a great second half to the season, penalties and non-finishes have really stifled his defence of his championship, with a rocket start side by side though through the chicane at 6, climbing up to the top of the circuit. Now Daniel Liu Wenlong in the Maidong racing car has this year's champion for company. For a moment, they're almost 3 across the track, top 4 together. It's Daniel Liu Wenlong, then the recovering pole sitter. Luke Hilo, what a great move that is. He's into second for a moment. Now back down to third, might go down to fourth because Lin Kung is right there as well for Absolute Racing's BT Group car. And this will be Ewan Bo joining the party as well as they go down the hill. Oh my goodness, Ewan Bo's down the inside into the last chicane, backs out of it. That was a smart move, that red, white and black car, the 718. And at the end of the first lap, Daniel Liu Wenlong, after a fabulous season last year, maybe he's going to go out in style. This is his last race as champion before he hands over the championship to the car sitting behind him and the driver sitting behind him, Liu Ye from Huji Racing. Magnificent stuff on the first lap from the front of the field. Nobody having to worry about what happens next, because it's a long time and a long winter before the next race, when we come back and reconvene in 2023 with a calendar that takes in a number of different countries, was revealed at last time out a couple of weeks ago. And we really hope that that is able to be delivered and we get another step closer to a normal Pan-Asian Championship for Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. In fairness, this year has delivered plenty of action. And there's been a change for the lead. Round turn one, I said it was difficult to do, and there's a touch. Just a little touch. And there's the champion-elect gone around Liu Ye. It was Daniel Liu Wenlong. He was alongside. He was nose ahead for a moment. And everybody's got to miss him. And he does a flick turn. He's gone all the way to the back of the field. Liu Ye. Oh, my goodness me. Daniel Liu Wenlong now under pressure by the man who put in the fastest lap for this race. Single qualifying session as always. But now Daniel has got away, because through into second the white and pink car of Lincoln. He's Ewan Borswell. Actually, that wasn't turn one, was it? It was the back straight that they were side by side. There was a little touch. These cars are right on the ragged edge. It wasn't deliberate at all from Daniel, who's got back into the lead down towards turn three. Here's Ewan Borg going for second place in the red and white car. Tries to take the shorter route to the apex of turn three. Now downhill towards turn four. Remember, no Toyue from damage sustained in the first race earlier on today. Let's take another look at what was going on. Yeah, it was just a tiny little touch there. Daniel Liu Wenlong on the 777 of Liu Ye. They were side by side on the far side of the circuit. Masterful avoidance, by the way, from everybody else that was there. I'm sure the stewards would be having a look at that. And Daniel has lost positions for contact earlier in the season. We'll leave that decision to them for the moment. Let's tell you what we can see on the road, and that is the leader going down towards turn four as the headlights become brighter to our eyes and to the cameras. Time certain race here, half an hour or 17 laps. We've had 5 minutes, 15 to go. As Daniel Liu Wenlong crossed the line, Lincoln behind the BD group in second. Lincoln in that 22 car, further back down the field. There's a battle in the Pro-Am category. Hong Junjie in the white, blue and red car, and alongside him Liu Wei. That's the battle for third in the class. That'll be enough for the championship for that purple and black car of Liu Wei. Had an awful qualifying session. He's had to fight his way through in both of the races. It's Min Hung who's leading the class at the moment in the Toro Racing number 66. Bao Jinlong really has to win this race to have any chance, unless that number four car does not finish. And he has had one non-finish this year here. First race of the last event that we were here, when he was involved in that six car shunt, the smash between turns three and four, when Daniel Liu Wenlong came back on the track, unsafe rejoin, and took out a couple of three cars. Bajun Long then, second place in the championship, second in Pro-Am for Team Shanghai Junta. Eighth overall, looking at the back of Bianye. And then the Toro racing car ahead of that is the class leader that he's aiming for. Front of the field, Daniel Liu Wenlong by half a second. Lin Kang in second place. Nicky Law, the pole sitter, in third. Well, it was a superstar by Daniel Liu Wenlong from the right-hand side. He's a full car length behind on the stagger of the grid. Gets a great launch, and then the secondary part, as he changes up through the gears, even better. And for a moment, it looked like Liu Ye was through into second. He was into second. And that pushed through, pushed the pole sitter down to third. In the pack, Baojun Long, just a sea of brake lights in front of him as he went through turn number two. Daniel defending down into turn three, but managed to hold on to the lead at that point. It's a big lock-up by Daniel this time at the hairpin on the far side of the circuit. And Lin Kang right there. Tries around the outside. Well, this is where it all went wrong before, and it's gone wrong for Lin Kang this time. Don't think there was any contact there as he went wide. He's dropped one, two places, maybe three places? No, just two places. So through goes Ewan Bo into third, and that means that Shun Zheng Dong now is looking at the back of that BD Group pink and white machine. It was an audacious manoeuvre right the way around the outside, but couldn't get the car turned and stopped. And once the right-hand side Michelins were on the grass, that was the end of the opportunity for Lin Kang. So now Daniel Liu Wenlong with the pole sitter behind him. Lucky Law, Toro Racing, looking for a second victory this weekend. Can he double up? Two poles and two wins would be a nice way to finish the season. Go into the off-season with that kind of momentum. They always say you're only as good as the last result you had. Well, this would be a great weekend for Toro and for Lucky Law. That number 99 car. Daniel Liu Wenlong, to me, I think might just be struggling a little bit with rear grip already. And we're only just over a third, or just on a third, through this race. In the classes, Min Hung in sixth position in the number 66 Toro Racing car. So that's the car that looks the same as the machine in second, which is trying to go around the outside of Daniel Liu Wenlong. Without success there, as once again they drop down. It's turn 12. Turn 11, excuse me. Now down the hill to the chicane. 12 and 13. And then to the final corner, the left-hander at turn 14. In the AM category, Eric Kwong leading, but that will not be enough to take the championship lead away from his brother Henry. So it looks like Henry's defending the championship he won last year. And Brian Lee in the 65 KRC car at the moment in third, but having a great scrap with Jackie Yu, just about 8/10 of a second behind them. And just throwing a little bit of spice into this, the recovering at Liu Ye, carving his way through. Now that was a touch. That was a Bianye on the rear bumper of the leading Pro-Am car. He's of course not in that fight and stays out of the way. Now that's interesting because that's his teammate that's gone through. That's Baojun Long. So he didn't fight his teammate. So now that's the battle for the lead. The dark red and grey car leads Pro-Am. And the only chance, I reckon, of a victory and to put some pressure on Liu Wei is if Baojun Long can win this race. Now, who's going to win the race outright? Well, at the moment, We've got two cars battling for the lead as it's getting very dark very quickly now. Still with about 11 minutes to go, or 10 laps. Daniel Liu Wenlong with the headlights gleaming as they go across the line. From Luke Hillo, the pole sitter in second. Then in third, Ewan Bo. Lin Keng in fourth position, just about hanging on ahead of Zhong Juandong. Those top five, a couple of seconds ahead of the battle for the Pro-Am, which is Min Hung and the number six of Ba Junlong. Eric Kwong still ahead of his brother by about a second in the AM class, 13th and 14th position. My, those cars sound good, don't they? Charging back through the field, this year's champion, Leo Ye, now in behind Hung Shidze. Hung Shidze for C&D Racing. There's Eric Kwong coming towards the end of the lap. Potential to add another victory. Meanwhile, at the front of the field, it's five for the lead now. And there's a change of lead. In the darkness, the gathering darkness, Lucky Lo has gone through on Daniel Liu Wenlong. And Daniel dropping back. I thought he may be having grip problems, maybe used too much of his Michelin rubber early on. And he's under pressure now from Ewan Bo. Oh, Daniel would have loved to have gone out with a victory this year in the final race of his championship. Oh, him being the champion. Yeah, he's spinning the wheels up, coming out of three. That's going to cost him momentum, even though it's downhill. He immediately goes to the left-hand side to try and defend into the fast turn four. Now into five and six, and the concertina together. Second, third, fourth and fifth, absolutely as one. Now climbing out of six. Through to the kink at seven and the hairpin at eight. Little lock-up by Daniel Liu Wenlong again. He can't get the car slowed down. It's a double whammy when you start to lose grip. You can't get the car off the corners and you can't slow it down into the corners either. So look at the gap. That's Lucky Liu. Lucky Liu has pulled away. We know he's got a fast car. Pole position for both of the races this weekend at Chushu. And again, a mistake on the brakes by Daniel Liu Wenlong. Now, be sensible here, Daniel, when you come back on. Well done, sir. So that leaves now Ewan Bo in second place. Min Hung in third. And in fourth, Zhong Juandong. Three cars battling for two steps on the final podium of the year. This could get tasty. And then behind Daniel Liu Wenlong now, who's really dropped off the pace. He's got the battle for the Pro-Am lead. With the number 66 of Min Hung and the 6 of Ba Junlong. Sorry, I think I tried to put Min up in the front of the field. It's Lin Keng, of course, who's in third position in that scrap in the number 22. Right in the middle of that three-car battle for the last two steps on the podium. Oh my goodness, this is superb. Daniel now, again, there's another lock up, and every time you lock up a tyre, it'll go back to that spot the next time you brake if you flatten it off. And the opportunity being taken by Min Hung. Min Hung then going through. And that puts a car between himself and second place in the Pro-Am. By the way, Liu Wei has fought his way up into third in that category, and he's only about a couple of seconds behind that battle for the lead. In fact, he's right there now. He's right there because Daniel Liu went long, and his lack of pace have concertinaed that lot up as well. So there is the number three and four. Number three being Bian Ye, and Liu Wei's behind him. Baijin Long, Team Shanghai Honda. Second place in the championship, second place in Pro-Am at this race. Can he get a race victory to finish off his championship? I don't think it's going to be enough for him to take the championship as it stands right now. Just over halfway through the 30 minutes. 17 laps or half an hour at the front of the field. Niki Liu has got away. Pulled out 4 seconds now. Ewan Bo can't shake the battle behind. 22, Lin Kung. BD group, what? One and a half cars lengths between each of those three. Maybe. Jun Jendong maybe just saving himself for the end of the race. Eric Kwom sits in second in the AM category in the number 91. That would be enough for the Triple Ace Racing driver to claim the AM Championship. It's his brother ahead of him. That's his only competition. There is the Kitty World Racing car. But only clawing back 5 points will not be enough in that championship battle. What a comeback from Henry Kwong. That'll be start of the season here with a DNF. Did not finish. Brought out the safety car. And his car splutted to a halt on the far side of the circuit. Into the last third of this race. This race being the last act of the season. 2022 will be remembered for some quality side-by-side racing. Some daring manoeuvres. Standard of driving's been, on the whole, very, very good indeed. Hope you feel, wherever you are in the world, that it's been worth watching this year. I'm sure you will. Thank you for your support and your messages down through the season. Another lock up in front of the battle. So Daniel Liu Wenlong now dropped down to 8th position. Wasn't that long, he was leading the race, it seems, with that rocket ship start. Battle for 2nd, 3rd and 4th goes down the hill to turn. It's at 12-13 is the chicane, isn't it? Battle for Pro-Am, by the way, sitting in behind that, just coming on to the start-finish straight now. It's the 66 of Min Hung. He's got half a second on Baojun Long, and then it's a second back to Liu Wei. Just wonder if Min can do anything. Where's Hong Shizhe at the moment in the 17 car? Well, he's just one place further back, so I don't think it's going to move. 10 points it might actually. No show Bimong this weekend. There's the mistake. Number 66 gets a bit of breathing room. Min Hung at the chicane, just outbreaking himself behind Baojun Long, who's now got the championship rival, championship leader in Pro-Am right behind him. They've closed right up. It's Liu Wei. What a comeback this has been from Liu Wei as well. Remember, last time out, involved in that accident, scored nothing. He's only been first or second when he's finished. Bajin Long not had a race victory this year. The only other race victory in Pro-Am going to Jobimon in the number two Porsche Beijing car. Not here, as I say, this weekend. Linkeng BD Group, one of the absolute racing run cars. Ingo Matner's team, as ever, proving to be one of the preeminent squads from Asia, taking on some work in Europe as well. In sports cars, it's their stock in trade. ELMS and WEC among them. Headlights now really showing on the tarmac here on the racing surface. Much, much darker than the cameras show. Front of the field, Lucky Low leads it. A blinding flash of white light as the headlights on the 911 GT3 Carrera Cup car pierce the gathering darkness here. That's a decent lead now. That's 6 seconds across the line. So he turns into 11 and 12. The battle for the podium position's not over. And up to third has come Jun Zhendong. Jun Zhendong then for Hehehe Racing. If you're new to this, Hehehe, it's similar in English to a chuckle, like hee hee hee, or it's a little laugh, making a little phonetic joke there. And that's third position at the moment for the 233. It's Ewan Bohr who's dropped down into fourth. And still an intriguing battle. Minhong, Bajin Long, Liu Wei, all together. Fifth, sixth and seventh for Pro-Am. Then there's Daniel Liu Wenlong. Behind him, he's got Leo Ye recovering from the back of the field, remember. Now, this could be interesting because Leo Ye now is looking at the back of the car that tipped him into the spin in the early part of the race. Comes down the inside. Loads more grip there, wasn't it? Just loads more grip. The discs glowing red hot on Daniel's car. So I wonder if it's a braking issue rather than a tyre issue, but certainly does not have the same kind of performance in that My Dog Racing car as he had when he took the lead in the early part of the race with that rocket start. Like you're being shot out of a steam catapult on an aircraft carrier deck, wasn't it? And again, he's gone long. Meantime, the battle for the AM category win. The championship is going to the number 91. And Henry Kwong, he sits in second. It's his brother ahead of him. No Tang Robin this weekend. Tang's taken a victory. So has Eric. Four wins to Henry after that non-finish in round one, which seems a million years ago now, doesn't it? I bet it does to him as well. Took a while to get back to the top of the championship. Only got back to the top of the championship at the end of the last round. Tang Robin knew the championship this year with an exceptionally consistent finishing record. But as I say, it hasn't come to compete this weekend. Two laps to go. And we'll easily get the full 17 in here. Time approaching 5:30 in the afternoon, early evening here in Zhuzhou. And there's still plenty up for grabs, even if it's an odd position here and there. Liu Wei now with the 2022 champion in behind him. Not the way he wanted to finish off his championship season. He's been absolutely perfect. And Liu Ye lays down some Michelin rubber out of the chicane at the bottom of the hill. He's been superb this year, taking the record for most wins and most consecutive wins, that winning streak at 6 before the first race here this weekend. On to the final lap of the 2022 season. And at the front of the field, Lucky Lewis converting his second pole position into his second win of the season for Toro Racing. It looks like Lin Kang will take second position. He's had three second positions this season already, not yet had the victory in the number 22. Zhang Zhengdong, if he gets third, this will be by far his best result of the season. Non-finish in the first race here of the year. Well, it's a good... Ooh, little lock-up by the leader there. Don't throw it away now, halfway around the last lap. Good job these cars have got headlights. Toro Racing. Celebrating, I'm sure, a delightful double this weekend. And it'll be a fourth second position of the season for Lin Kang. Had no answer to the pace of Leo Ye for the best part of the season. Feel a little bit sorry for the number 22 driver Lin Kang. And any other season he might have had a shot at the championship. Two poles, two race victories for the number 99. And through goes Lucky Lord to win the final race of the 2022 Carrera Cup Asia. Second place Lin Kang for BD Group, and third, by far the best result of the season, by Zhang Zhengdong for Hehehe Racing. Then it was Ewan Bo in fourth. Then that battle for Pro-Am. It's gone the way of Min Hung ahead of Bajin Long and Liu Wei. So Liu Wei will be the champion. And there, crossing the line now, is the win for Eric Kwong, his second of the year. But not enough to wrest the championship away from his brother, Henry Kwong. Finishes in second and will take the championship. So we now know all of our drivers' champions, and of course it is Shunshi Racing who have won the prestigious dealer trophy. What a way to finish the season for Toro Racing and for Lucky Luo. It's second place in the championship and second place in this race for Lin Kang. And our champion, of course, overall, Leo Ye. That was confirmed as soon as we knew there was only going to be two races here this weekend. Let's head down to Jade in Parc Fermé.
Congratulations, Lokailo, from Toro Racing. Second pole to win today. How do you feel?
Yeah, it feels fantastic. Fantastic. And, start is very, very tough, because I have a lot of wheel spin on the rail, and I lose full precision on the first lap. But fortunately, I got precision back, and it feels very, very good, because it's dominated the race. Yeah, I'm very enjoyed, and I'm very thankful to Toro Racing for giving me this such a good car, and I can drive it and. Win all the race and pole position, fastest lap. Yeah, I'm very, very enjoyed this weekend. Perfect weekend, yeah.
So what's your goal for next year?
Maybe champion of the next year, yeah.
Okay, congratulations again. Thank you very much.
Move down to Pro-Am. Our champion is Liu Wei. Wasn't sure he's going to win it last time here. But the winner of the race... He's with Jed.
Congratulations, you win today. And how do you feel about the race today? I know that it's like really, really tough today.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely a miracle. Just like last year, last race and last run. And this is my first win this season. Well, I think that's, it's just a miracle like last year, exactly the same one. And the race went so smooth. I had a great, really great start, so I was just catching my own speed. So it happened, very happy for me. It's great. Thank you.
Anything you want to say to your fans and your team members?
Yeah, well, firstly, I want to thank my home team, Toro Racing, and thanks for the friends and family support. It was so great. Thank you.
Has Min Hung. Jade has found Eric Kwong, who wins the last AM race of the season.
Eric, congratulations for the last round of the winning. Yeah. You're pushing so hard for this weekend.
Trying to get something out of it. And yeah, I think not bad. And I did what I should do. Yep.
And what's your goal for next year?
Well, of course, try to stay up there in the top. Try to fight for the champion next year. And then hopefully we go outside and have more fun and enjoy the race.
Congratulations again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, we've not yet spoken to Leo Ye, our 2022 champion. Let's put that right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2022, Leo Ye! Wow, we can hear the crowd. How do you feel about winning this year? Can you talk to us about it?
We had a huge gap, so no doubt this weekend should be very relaxed for me. But I still can't believe I won the championship, so I didn't feel excited yet, but maybe after some drinks tonight, maybe we'll celebrate that.
How do you feel about all this year, all the competition for you?
I just focused on myself, so I didn't really pay attention to anyone else. The good thing is we are in the lead. We always have a good margin of the advantage. So, but we didn't satisfy with ourselves, so we just keep pushing and managed to squeeze out every little bit of the limit.
So what's your goal for next year or for the next step?
We're not sure about next year yet. We have to see the policy if we can go abroad. I would like to race in some international series, maybe back in GT3 class. Hopefully we can get good results and keep improving.
Any words to your team members? They are all waiting for you down there, and to your fans?
Yeah, great thanks to the team this year. They've done a fantastic job. I have no words. Like, I lost my word. I mean, everybody worked so hard. They made no mistakes. Also, especially my engineer. He gave me the best car in the paddock, I think. Also, thanks for my fans for the supporting. And I know some of you are still watching in front of the screen. So thanks for watching.
Congratulations again. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the champagne time.
Last three champagne corks of the 2022 season are popped, and we congratulate Junxi Racing and Leo Ye, Henry Kwong and Triple Ace Racing, and Liu Wei and R&B Racing as our champions in the three classes. And on behalf of all of our competitors, CTVS at the circuit and further afield, my colleague Jade, who's doing great work on the grids and in Parc Fermé, I'm John Hindhoff. Thank you for joining us for the 2022 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. We'll see you in 2023. Have a great off-season. Bye-bye.
This programme is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.